Hey, what's going on, guys? So I wanted to make my second video for today. It's gonna come out Sunday, and I wanted to talk about the time I saw the astral plane of the other dimension. Now, once again, it's another spiritual video, another weird video. So if you guys don't like it, you can skip this one. I just made a video dedicated to a YouTube creator who's bigger than me. And the next video is probably going to be a virgin story or some sort of I'll never find love or anything like that. So if you don't like this type of spiritual, stuff, then that's fine. You can just skip it. But it's going to be a short video. So I made a video a week ago talking about the Hat Man made a deal with me. I rejected his offer. Well, this is kind of part two about that video. So when I was a little guy, I used to see other dimensions and see like the spirit realm when I was younger, like 5, 6, 7, whatever, because I was able to interact with shadow people back in the 90s, back in the early to mid 90s. And I saw a little bit of their realm. I saw a little bit of Ariel. I didn't see a lot, but I saw enough to be spooked by it. And so when the Hat Man offered me a deal to go have friends when I was a kid, if you don't know what I'm talking about, look up the Hat Man offered me a deal. I haven't made a deal with me on my channel. I just made it like 5 days ago. It's my latest video. I knew it wasn't a good idea, and I believe the Holy Spirit talked to me at the edge of my closet where that portal was. I believe the Holy Spirit said, "Don't do it. Don't do it. You won't come back. Don't do it." And I took that to heart, and I ran back to my bed and slept under the air vents. Now, continuing from that event, I begin to have some weird dreams. These weren't dreams. These were like astral projection dreams. Astral projection. I wouldn't even call them dreams or night terrors. They're like not even a dream within a dream, more of just like just chaos. Chaos and going into other realms and portals and stuff. And I particularly thought that it was weird that I was doing this, but I couldn't really explain it. So I'll give you an instance where I saw another dimension. All right. It was just like a regular night. I fell asleep and I woke up. Now, once again, the walls were purple and black. That's kind of one of the things that that's kind of one of the things that was weird. Now, I mentioned the walls being purple and black and blue last week in my shadow person video. Well, they were like that again this time. So once again, there's a pattern. And I ended up waking up, and I remember the floor being pitch black. All right, like I was like floating in outer space. And I remember seeing a mermaid jump up from the floor up to which my floor was a carpet, but I remember seeing the floor, the mermaid jump up. And it looked at me, and it looked like Ariel from Little Mermaid, because back in the 90s that was a big thing. And I like that film because it was kind of interesting and stuff, cause like animation. But yeah, I saw a mermaid. Now, I know mermaids exist. Once again, this is a weird video, but look up the Marine Kingdom. I'm not going to go into detail about that because look up Dagon from the Bible. Sip my coffee. Anyway, saw this mermaid. And it said, come here, just come here. I called out my name. Now, this thing was actually very attractive. It was very pretty. But it didn't look like Ariel, but it looked similar to Ariel from The Little Mermaid. And since I could see its face, and since I could see its body, I was more susceptible to trusting it. See, when it comes to the shadow people and stuff, the shadow people, I saw a void, an empty void. I saw a pitch blackness. It was darker than anything that we have on this earth. Now looking back on it, was like a dense darkness. It was dense, a dense void. They looked intimidating. This, I saw color. I saw blue eyes. I saw brown hair or whatever. I don't know what hair it was, but I saw the upper half of the mermaid's body, and she looked inviting. She looked happy. She smiled. Her voice was very soft. So I, and the thing is, I didn't hear a voice saying, "Don't do it." That's another thing. I was kind of waiting for a voice to show up and say, "Don't do it," but I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it this time. So I took the mermaid's hand. It raised its hand and said, "Hey, come here." And it kept saying, "I know you don't have any friends. Don't you want friends?" Once again, that's something that the hat that's something that the Hat Man said on my last video. I said, "I know you don't have any friends." So this mermaid said, "I don't even have any friends." And I took its hand and it like pulled me into my floor. Now, mind you, I was not in my room. I knew I wasn't in my room. I knew I wasn't in my room. But what I was in is I was in the astral plane, and I was not in a normal part of my room. I knew this now. And looking back, it was astral projection. I guess it was all bad. But anyway, I used to be able to do that when I was a little kid, and then I like it went away as I got older. But I did that a lot when I was a little kid. Not because I summoned it or because I wanted to, it was just an ability that just got out of control and it freaked me out. So it pulled me, and this pull was something that I could not resist because it was that strong. And mind you, I was only like 6, 7, 8, 9. I was a little guy, and I saw this dark, murky water. I saw this dark, murky water, and it was very dark. It was very murky. It was thick, like slime. And I was being pulled dark. It's like the first layer was the darkest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I kept getting pulled into the darker, more deeper levels of this abyss of a sea. And I saw other mermaids, and some of them were guys, some of them were girls. These guys were really big and muscular, like they'd been to the gym, and the girls were really, they looked like Ariel from The Little Mermaid. I saw octopus with like human heads, like weird stuff. And it was starting to scare me because I saw the light of my room get dimmer. So I looked up and I saw my actual light. The night light in my room was getting darker. Like I was actually leaving the Earth realm. Now I knew something was wrong. And then when I got scared, I heard that voice that said, "Wake up. Wake up." And I woke up and I was in my room. And I was in my room. And I looked at the clock. It was like 3:33 in the morning or something like that. And I got real scared. So I grabbed my Bible and I slept under the air vents. And that is one of the first earliest deceptions of me astral projecting. And it was interesting. It was interesting. It was scary. I know those things were not of God. Now looking back at my life and looking back as an adult, studying the spiritualness of our realm, the reality of how things are, those were all demons. That was a portal. So I got out of that. I got a couple more stories, but that's something I distinctly remember. And I was like 6, 7, 8, 9. I was between those 3 years, it started happening. And it was getting out of control. And I wake up screaming and have to sleep under the air vents. And my parents didn't know why I was sleeping under the air vents, but this is the reason why. So, it's the time I astral projected into another dimension. I got a couple more stories about that, but that's like the earliest one I can remember. And I'm gonna come back with the virgin stories and incel stories and being from never finding love and stuff. So, all right, that's it. Bye, guys.